listening to KYMN Northfield, Minnesota. It's 21 minutes past 7 o'clock. We have sunshine, but cool temps. It's not really warming up much. It's going down. 23 is our temp right now. Joining us, though, we do have a special guest in our studios, and that is Cheryl Hall, who is the Director of Special Services for the Northfield School District. Cheryl, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about special services.
Let's talk about that. First of all, what are special services, at least according to the Northfield School District? What does your job encompass?
Right. Well, it encompasses mainly special education services, birth through age 21 for all students in the district, boundaries with special needs. And then we also cover 504, students with disabilities that are not under the special education umbrella, but under the ADA, under 504, they might have a special disability or a medical diagnosis, and they need accommodations only for accessing general education. Mm-hmm. And then it also covers nursing, our nursing services, and our nursing. We have seven nurses that cover the district, and then also I have Title I under my my supervision, and then and that's students that are at risk of having learning issues, and then also I cover ADSIS, which is alternative delivery of intervention services. So it's an intervention program, and then I also in the past 2 years have been covering COVID-19 as the coordinator for the district, other things that kind of come up under all those things.
Boy, it sounds like you have plenty of things to do throughout
yes,
the course
I do.
Of a day. A lot of things going on.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. First of all, how many students are we talking here within the Northfield School District fall under the special services?
For special education, it's about 688 students. And then if you look at the students that have disabling conditions that would fall under 504, that's an additional about 350 students across the district.
Wow, you're talking about approximately 25% of the students?
Well, when you're talking about special education, we are at about the state average, which is between 15 and 16% of our student population that is school age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges in 2022 that, and not just this year, but I mean modern day era, that have, arisen over the course of, your time within special services?
Right. I've been in special services for over 20 years. And during that time, I would say just the intensity of some of the services that are needed to meet the needs of all of our students on a wide spectrum of disabilities, or the continuum of services that we provide, increasing needs and behavioral and mental health is also probably a concern.
Yeah, if you look at just the students that you serve, I'm sure there's a wide level, a varied level of abilities, of interests, of ages, actually, and different. Needs that the students have. Boy, that's got to be, even within like one grade class, you probably have quite a few different children have different needs in that time. Tell us about that.
Yes. It can be very challenging, but there are from very mild disabilities that where, a student under a 504 is served just through accommodations within the general ed classroom, just needs a little more time, needs someone to remind them of the task at hand or a redirection. And then you have to the more significantly disabled student who might have severe intellectual or physical disabilities and meeting those needs with assistive communication devices and other assistive medical and other kinds of devices that help them to access their education and learn. Yeah, so it's varied. It's very varied.
Without the government is kind enough to give you mandates, but as far as the money goes, you're pretty much each school district is kind of on their own. You have a lot of unfunded mandates. And I know that school districts have collaborated within the area, within the county, and within southern Minnesota to maybe help provide some of those services and spread the cost out a little bit more. Over your time, last 22 years, as you had mentioned, what have you seen the school district through in that time?
Wow. So over the time period that I've served the district and the surrounding area, we have started a cooperative that serves multiple districts, serves four districts. That's our Cannon Valley Special Education Cooperative. I was part of developing that program that is housed out of Faribault. That serves our most significantly disabled students that have a severe behavioral, mental health, and some students on the autism spectrum that are not able to be served in our schools, and also our 18 to 21 program transition STEP program, which is an excellent program that we've developed. So those kinds of services, you know, coming together across four districts to provide that level of service that wasn't readily available to our students in the area for many years. And we had to go outside of our districts to find those services, and those that became harder and harder over time. And so coming together to provide that level of service has been so important, and that has helped us all in a five region district.
All right. Cheryl Hall is with us once again with Northfield Public Schools. She's the Director of Special Services for Northfield. How long has that collaboration been going on? It's been a few years now?
It's been about 7 years.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. As far as we talked a little bit about, and Superintendent Hillman has brought this up a couple of times on more than one occasion, that it's the mandates that the government hands down without the money attached to that. What, you know, from your inside view, what would you like to see either from the federal government in general, or I guess more specifically from the state government who's in legislative session right now? What are some of the things that they could do to help, offset the impacts, the financial impact that some of these services have?
Jeff, this is really an important topic, and it has been for many years. IDEA, the federal law, has not been fully funded. Fully funded means 40% of the cost would be funded by the federal government. And that has then drastically impacted what we can do at the state level. And so funding special education even at the state level is an important piece to meet all of our mandates. And it affects all of our districts across the whole state, not only Northfield. And if special education were funded and we're to able to fund the cross-subsidy, which is the portion that local dollars have to cover for special education funds, we would be in a better place with our funding of all of our general ed programs. And so that balance, we are obligated to meet those mandates, and it's critical that we do, right, and that we serve this population of students. And it doesn't diminish what we need to do for those students. It's just that it would be good for the state, especially at this time with the surplus that we do have, that they would step forward and help school districts. This would not help only students with disabilities, but it would help all students that we serve.
You had mentioned, kind of answered, I guess, my next question about the mandates. In that is, are those mandates, if you take out the money part, are they fair? Are they right? Is the government doing the right thing? You know, in theory, hey, we need to have this for every student or for these students. Do you feel that those are right, the mandates?
I do, because I believe that it is imperative for us to be able to offer a free, appropriate public education to our students to allow them to meet their potentials, no matter who they are and what their abilities are, that we have the opportunity to help to develop as independent as possible adults that become a part of our society, that are adding to our society, no matter where they are or what they're doing. And I think that is an important piece. I think that's a moral imperative that we are meeting that. And that comes from a very close place in my heart, because I grew up with a brother who had intellectual and developmental disabilities. And so knowing where we came from historically to where we are now, from sending individuals like my brother to a state hospital and warehousing to living in the community in an inclusive environment is so, so important.
I think your brother probably would be proud of you, as you were named the 2022 Minnesota Administrators Special Education Director of the Year. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. It's quite an honor. I'm very honored and humbled by that opportunity to have that award.
Well, it seems richly deserved, according to all the people I've talked to. It seems to be very richly deserved.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about the future. The school district has gone through a demographic study about where are they going to be 5-10 years from now. We have fewer students. Overall, in general, funding's going to need to be changed a little bit. What about the special education portion of that and special services? Have you had a chance to sort through some of that information yet?
Absolutely. We are an integral part of the process, the priority-based budget process in the district, and so we are a part of every department, of course, because we reach across the whole district with all of our services. So that's been an important part of our discussion. Part of the mandates is that we must meet compliance with the amount of special education funds that we use locally, state and locally, to fund special education, that there's a piece called maintenance of effort. We have to spend the same amount from year to year. So we can only decrease that amount if, say, our student numbers go down, or if there's a program that's ending, or students with significant needs that might be leaving the district and no longer need the intensity of services that would cost more money. And so if we can meet that, we can lower our costs in special education. If we don't, there are some financial burdens on the district ongoing that we have to incur, which is actually not helpful to the district. So it's important for us to maintain our effort and provide the special ed services at the same level from year to year.
Now, Northfield has gone through this demographic survey, but you are involved with other districts as well. What, four or five others did you mention?
Yes.
Have they all gone through that? Do you have a good idea of what the district as a whole will be going through? Or I should say the region as a whole will be going through.
Well, it really varies from district to district and the size of the district and what's happening with students coming in and out of districts. You know, your enrollment is so important. It's key. Faribault has been, that's been a struggle for Faribault for many years, is declining enrollment and having to do cuts. So, we're very similar to other districts across the state.
All right. Cheryl Hall, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air about Northfield's special services?
I just would like to mention that we are so lucky to have the individuals that serve our students across the district. They are just exceptional. And I can't say enough about the services that they provide and their willingness to continuously learn and grow and develop, state-led kind of programming for our students. So I can't be more thrilled to lead such a phenomenal group of people.
You're doing a wonderful job. Thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on the recognition that you've recently received, and we wish you the best of luck going into the future.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. That is Northfield School District Director of Special Services, Cheryl Hall. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.